Teens blame Instagram for increased anxiety and depression. That from internal studies done at Facebook, which owns Instagram, as young people suffer with body image issues and never feeling they can be as perfect as the models on Insta. The Wall Street Journal reports Facebook is well aware of the problem. It does not want to jeopardize young people's engagement with the social media platform because young people are vital to the bottom line. A little earlier tonight, we spoke with a former Miss America, Mallory Hagan. She won the title in 2013 and was shortly after photographed at the beach and body shamed by the international media and social media.
One thing that we're seeing is apps like Facetune, which are meant to help people alter their image, are the number one downloaded apps, right? So teenagers and young people are getting the message that what they are as they are is not enough, and that what they should be sharing with the world is an altered version of themselves. And what I fear is that they do not realize that in return, what they are ingesting from the world in places like Instagram are also altered versions of other people. And when we look back to the time when we were younger, dealing with the anxieties of teenage years and schools and bullying and all of that, when we left school, essentially, we left all of those things behind. And that's simply just not the case for kids these days. And combine that with a global pandemic and all the things that come along with that, I fear that we are headed in a trajectory that is alarming for our young people. Suicide rates are on the rise. Substance abuse is on the rise. And so I want to make sure that we are having these conversations with our kids, making sure that they understand and also limiting their use. I don't think a lot of people really realize that Instagram and social media gives you the same reaction, dopamine and serotonin as using actual drugs. And so having these conversations is really important. And I'm really glad that we are talking about this today.
Mallory, in terms of convincing your kids to be happy with the bodies and the appearance they have, how do you talk to them about that?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to set an example in our households. We need to stop negative self-talk all the way around, but also remove focus from looks in general. That's one of the things that the Miss America organization has done, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. We no longer judge on a woman's physical appearance at all. And what we should be focused on as a society is how are we treating ourselves and our bodies so that we can perform to the best of our ability? I think so many of us would hopefully argue that our worth is in how we contribute to the world, whether or not we're kind to people, whether or not we give back to our communities, whether or not we're good churchgoers, if that's something that you do in your family. And so our worth is not in what we look like. It's not in our aesthetic. And that doesn't mean that we can't care about those things. I think we're all humans, obviously, and it's in our nature to care about how we look and feel. But removing, the aesthetic part of the conversation from our households would be a great first step. And then focusing on good nutrition, understanding that sleep and your gut health and your brain and what you put in your body all impact how you feel. And when you feel better, you look better. Because you're happier with who you are from the inside out. So I would encourage parents to remove, any words that focus on a young person's aesthetic. You look good, or you look skinny, or you look taller, or whatever it might be. Those things aren't helpful. Let's focus on whether or not kids are getting good nutrition and whether or not they're performing in their communities and for themselves to the best of their ability.
I wanted to point out that if you flip on your TV or maybe you're watching an internet ad on your phone, you will see some people with bodies that, let's just say, don't belong to supermodels. I recently saw an Old Navy ad with women of various sizes. How would you say we're doing on that front? Stores selling clothes for everyone and celebrating that fact.
I think we're doing a much better job than we were even 5 or 6 years ago. I was Miss America in 2013. We still did have the swimsuit competition then. We've since removed that from the criteria to compete for the organization. But I was very publicly shamed for, quote unquote, gaining weight. I say that, with humor. But, I woke up one morning and I was all over the cover of People magazine and people debating whether or not I would have, quote unquote, let myself go. And we've come a long way from that. I think those conversations are still happening in very clickbait type atmospheres or tabloid atmospheres. But as a whole, I think our society has said enough is enough. We need to see people who look like us. We need companies to make clothes for all people, not just a certain body type. And they're holding, you know, even major fashion designers and fashion houses accountable to that standard. So I do think we're making progress. But, you know, Instagram, which is how this conversation started, is about everyday people sharing their lives, not just models or not just advertising campaigns or companies. And so I think what's also important is for us everyday people to recognize that, you know, just sharing a highlight reel when we look and feel our best is actually not a healthy way for us to interact with one another as a society. And so it's really important that we have more holistic conversations about how these things impact all of us. I hope that this knowledge that's out there now about how these platforms are impacting kids, you know, we have only had these platforms for a very short amount of time. So the studies are just now starting to roll out about how the long-term impacts could affect not only our children, but all of us. I think all of us are impacted by what we see and do online. And so I hope that this sparks a conversation with whoever is listening, with you and your family and your kids, and really try and have that face-to-face conversation about it. I think we're losing that connectivity as well. And really just talk to your kids about what they're seeing and ingesting and making sure that they understand that that's not reality. And I think that would be a great first step for all people to really walk away with.
Miss America 2013, Mallory Hagan.